We're turning now to the row over the French soccer team, which beat Croatia to win the World Cup. But you wouldn't know it to hear late night host Trevor Noah.
Yes! Yes, I'm so excited. Africa won the World Cup. Africa won the World Cup. Africa won the World Cup. Africa won the World Cup.
Noah, who's from South Africa, went on to say, oh, I get it. They say it's the French, but look at those guys. You don't get that tan by hanging out in the south of France. He wasn't the only one. Venezuelan President Maduro, Croatian players, other journalists pointed to the fact that 15 of the 23-man squad is of African descent to kind of suggest this wasn't a French win. But Jeremy, ooh la la, do not take that, tell that to the French.
Yeah, especially the French ambassador to the U.S. who wrote a letter to Trevor Noah. This is Ambassador Gerard Araud. And Noah read that letter to his studio audience last night. The ambassador insisted that France does not refer to its citizens based on their race, religion, or origin. Here's Noah's response.
I will continue to praise them for being African because I believe that they are of Africa. Their parents are from Africa, and they can be French at the same time. And if French people are saying they cannot be both, then I think they have a problem and not me.
Let's bring in Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, we had a very long discussion about this in our morning meeting this morning. It's a very interesting debate.
Yeah. If it can be called a debate, I think it's what it is a series of nuances that are a little missed, but also it's since it was originally in the service of comedy, and I always support comedy, nuances aren't the stock and trade of comedy. So he's making a blunt point. It's called a punchline for a reason. Mm. Africa's in the World Cup. Mm. So here are a couple of contextual things. That there were two players on the French team who were literally born in Africa, that there are players on the French team whose parents are from Senegal and Cameroon and Congo, and like you said, the half the team, just about. However, we should also note that the consciousness in France of African descent or the descent of other countries is different from what it is in America, right, and different from what it is in South Africa. So when Trevor Noah is saying, and at the end of his whole spiel, which is online, and it was 8 minutes that he just talked to the studio audience and put it out online, when he said, I'm not denigrating their Frenchness, I'm celebrating their Africanness, that is a rousing cry to Americans, to a Frenchman, even to an African Frenchman who wouldn't use that label. That sounds a little bit different, and there's historical reasons for that.
Well, let me ask you something, because Noah kept saying it was a joke, but as you said, a pointed one. And when I saw him say this, I heard him saying, maybe this is through my prism, so they're good enough for your soccer team, but maybe not for what? Full acceptance in your country. And doesn't this happen, Mike, a lot when, if we're honest with ourselves, if we see African-American athletes, in the Olympics, people might question, I'm cheering that, but how am I responding to other issues that are happening for African-Americans in this country? Doesn't that happen in sports?
Of course, and look at the history of U.S. sports, and look at Joe Louis, and look at the celebrate, win a medal, we'll cheer, raise your fist on the podium, we won't.
Right.
But again, I think it's a little bit different in France. When France last won the World Cup in 98, Zinedine Zidane, the great French player, beforehand there was a denigration of him in some French quarters that he was Algerian, but then after he's kissing the trophy, he couldn't have been more embraced, and so different countries have different consciousness about this and at different times. Let's also note that in France, it's illegal to keep statistics about race. In America, that's seen as something that's progressive. In France, it's seen as something that's regressive. So I understand that the French ambassador is actually not saying something wrong, representing the interests of his country. But I also take Trevor Noah's point. And Trevor Noah also said in that if you are first rooting for Morocco or then Senegal, when your team is knocked out, you then turn to root for France. And by the way, France filled the rosters of other teams in the World Cup. There were, I think, 50 Frenchmen in the World Cup on all the teams in Russia.
Okay. Well, we want people to weigh on this at hearnow.org, your thoughts on this whole conversation. Barack Obama did, the former president, was speaking in South Africa, and he said, they're French. So weigh in, hearnow.org. But while we have you, the American League beat the National League 8-6 in baseball's All-Star game on Tuesday. A record 10 home runs in that game, 5 by each team. Your thoughts on the season?
Well, it's good that the All-Star Game becomes a referendum on baseball itself, because all baseball has become are strikeouts, walks, and home runs. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated put out a statistic that says you can see a baseball game on average, a ball is not put in play for something like 3.5 minutes. Everyone's swinging for the fences or striking out. And I think we're seeing that reflected in attendance. It's not dire days for baseball, but more than during my lifetime, I'm beginning to question if baseball is going to be, you know, the sport for the next 20 years.
Well, I just got to mention, Mike, we only have a few seconds, so I hate to leave it on this note, but in that game, some, you know, really racist, ugly former social media things from a pitcher when he was a 17-year-old surfaced. And so, yes, racing, you know, does make its way into sports. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, also editor of the New York, of the new book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.